You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 975, hour number 2, recorded on May 12th, 2019, which happens to be Mother's Day. I didn't really plan anything for Mother's Day. After all, not everybody hears Martian Gardens on any specific day of the week anymore, but what was one mother-daughter song was on my mind, which is Beth Anderson, now known as Beth Anderson Herald. Beth Anderson has a piece called a Torero piece, in which Beth Anderson makes speech sounds as the instrumental part of the composition, and her mother, Marjorie Anderson, talks about their relationship as mother and daughter. And this was composed in 1973 and included on a CD of Beth Anderson's more experimental works from the 70s called Peachikino, and that came out on Pogus again in 2003. We'll also hear another piece called Timepiece after Torero piece. This is Pauline Oliveros and the poet Fanny Green, and Timepiece runs in its entirety at 27 minutes. All I've got here is the excerpt, which is on a release from the TELUS organization, TELUS 27 Mini Mall, and it runs just about 12 minutes. Music by Pauline Oliveros, text and voice by Fanny Green. First, Beth Anderson. This is called Torero Piece. Music for Mother's Day from Peachikino on Pogus Productions, released in 2003, featuring the voice of the composer's mother, Marjorie Anderson. This is Martian Gardens, episode 975. The Martian Gardens blog. For a complete playlist and other information is martiangardens.blog.
I would like to try to give you an idea of the relationship between my daughter and me. From the day she gave her first cry to this world, she has had me jumping. I mean literally jumping to the tune of her desires, her whims, her romances, her ambitions, her longing for such things as a baby grand piano, her insane wish to live in her own apartment when she had a perfectly comfortable home, her indomitable will to come west to study when it could have been done so much cheaper at home. But that isn't the issue. Somehow, with her driving determination and my never-ending desire to please her and help her find her own happiness and place in her world, together we have gotten this far. We have had numerous good times and a few bad times together, but always we were together when the chips were down. And that is what really matters. That is the way I wanted to always be. That we are together. My daughter is loving as a puppy one moment, fractious as an angry cat the next, riding on cloud 9 when her talents and efforts are being appreciated and noticed, depressed and low in spirit and almost to the clawing stage at the establishment when she's being severely criticized. And in coping with these up and down emotional changes in her disposition, I, as her mother, am just the opposite. I am slow to anger, slow to get excited. I move slowly in making decisions. But to keep my balanced relationship with my daughter, I must shift my emotions, my directions, my decisions much more rapidly, or I would lose her completely. My daughter knows how much I care, how strong I would be for her, whether she is right or wrong. There are many material things I would love to give her, but due to circumstances, I can't. And on the other side of the picture, there are many things I have given her that she didn't want. Many times I've tried to do something for her, and she won't let me. She seems to have a protective feeling for me. She often keeps me from being foolish and extravagant by flatly saying, "No, Mother, I don't want you to do that for me. I will always give my daughter my love, my time. I will honor her privacy and give her a sincere understanding. If I do these things, she in turn will keep the lines of communication open. And I will be spared the anxiety and heartache that we see so often these days between mothers and daughters. She will know that I will treat her as an honorable, trustworthy individual, because a daughter will naturally tend to become what you expect her to be. Through methods such as these, I hope to guide her indirectly and to save her as many heartbreaks as a parent can. My daughter and I have learned a great deal from each other. She keeps me young in my thinking by sharing many of her ideas, her dreams, her innermost thoughts with me when she's in a sharing mood. She also has her deep, quiet times when all that matters seems to be locked in her. And if I play it smart at all, I won't probe, I won't wheedle, I won't get angry, I'll just wait. I understand her well enough now to know that only when she's willing to share her secrets with me, when she feels like talking, when she's in a generous mood, then and only then will we have our real moments of love and understanding. It is then that I know she loves me deeply also. We have written literally thousands of letters since she came to the West. And do you know I learned a great deal about her even when she left me? I was so afraid she wouldn't write, that I would be lucky to get 3 or 4 letters a year. But how differently that story turned out. So many parents think they know their children, and really they don't know them at all. See how wrong I was about her wanting to stay in close contact with home, with the ones that love her so very dearly? We were vital to her happiness, even though the miles separated us. But real feeling and affection stay the same. Neither time nor distance can alter it. A mother's love is something that no one can really explain. It is made of deep devotion with a lot of pain and sacrifice. It is unselfish and enduring, and my daughter knows that nothing can destroy my love for her. And to me, the greatest part of it all is that I feel she cares just as much for me. I've never tried to be any paragon of virtue, never tried to be anything except me. And believe me, she knows I am a human being with all the faults and weaknesses of any average loving mother. I feel that we have a terrific relationship. I certainly would not be here if that were not true. Loving her, enjoying her adventures, cheering her when troubles come, letting her know I'm always there if she needs me, trying not to smother her, never saying no if I can say yes, communicating with her regardless of the subject. All these have caused our wonderful mother-daughter relationship, which I prize above all else in my life. We have had heartbreaking misunderstandings, such as the time she moved from her home and left me alone, but felt she was right to make that decision. We have had moments of exultation, such as when she called to say she had won her concerto contest. We have survived many such times of both the bitter and the sweet. And I am sure there are many more moments such as these to come in the years ahead. But I'm firmly convinced that we will live through them all and become closer and more understanding of each other because we both know that each of us care. We would be nothing to each other if we did not have this love and affection.
Time, peace. Divide time. Do you have the time?
Time of day?
Time.
Present time.
Fleeting.
Winter time?
Do you have the time? Time.
Terrible time.
Stretching.
Present time. Reckoning time.
Winter time.
Can you tell me the time?
Good time.
Timely.
Organized time. Time signature.
Yeah?
Pearl had continued to whirl as I secretly paused to recollect. She didn't even notice that her audience had left her for a moment.
Time and again.
Yep. Israel was some pretty baby, she continued. Even though I wasn't nothing but a girl myself, mind you, I thought he was the cutest little blackberry-colored baby I'd ever seen. And Lord knows he was the baddest child hit the Sunday school. But to Mr. Rufus, Miss Mamie, even now his sisters, honey, Israel could do no wrong. He was their baby boy. Over the course of time, seemed like everybody else took to calling him that too, baby boy. I get full of joy when I think back on that time, Shelby.
Traveler.
She looked leftward and blew an affectionate breath at her memory. My growing days were the best days, she said.
Good
folk cared about one another then. Had to. Colored people had to work so hard and got nothing. No decent pay, no respect, no nothing.
Kill time.
But we did the best we could with what we had. My mama and daddy ain't know how to read or write. But our next door neighbor, Miss Iola, could read some. And she taught us till we went to school. In return, my mama used to do all of Miss Iola's patchwork sewing. Now my daddy, he took a piece of paper, see, drew slashes on it for numbers, and that's how he taught us how to count. Yeah, now you couldn't cheat him out his money. Cause, now see, if you gave him a receipt, he couldn't read a thing on it. But wasn't no kind of way you was gonna cheat him out his money. Nowadays, your next door neighbor liable to walk right past you, not even look at you, let alone say hello. Seem like ain't nobody got no time these days.
Release time.
Time teller. Out of the time? Take your time.
I don't know about time.
Watch the time.
There's the mountain never time. Enough time.
Save a time. Full time.
Lifetime.
No, indefinite time. All time. All time. Time
all
remaining.
Time, no see.
Time teller. free time. Night, clock time.
Solar time. Record time.
Time.
Reckoning.
Don't run away from here. Can you feel it? Don't see it. It didn't leave no message. It was going.
The present.
Time. Time.
Metrical time.
Time, where you gone? Time, where do you be when you leave from here?
Time table, time worn, half time. There is no time.
A long time ago, once upon a time, time was.
Amount of time?
The time of her life. Time sharing, time frame, time trial.
Multiple found time.
Time. Time money, springtime, game time, astral time, finishing time, parallel time, night time, tea time. Some time schedule. Many times. Funny time. Any time?
My
starting time?
Time.
Time machine. Time stamp. Dream time. Maple time. Time will tell.
A long
the time of her life.
Time
killer.
Ago.
All the time. Several times. Definite time.
Time
of a life.
Piece.
Time exposure. Time sheet. Elapsed time. Time of her life. Lack time. Oh, friendly time. Part time. Dreadful time. Time's up. Oh, time of her life.
Stretching.
Time's up. Playing time. Time together all the time. One time. Time bill.
Time done run away from here. Can't
long
feel it.
Time ago.
Don't see it. Didn't leave no message. It was going.
Time capsule. Reckoning time.
I have all the time in the world. In no time. At the same time. Time of night. Once upon a time. Time signs. On time. Hard time. Begging for time. Time saver. Leisure time. Horrible time. Time lock. Buy time. Biding my time. Hot time. Down time. Another time.
Multiple
often time,
time.
Fine time. Noon time. I have all the time in the world. Leisure time. Measure time. Time structure. Time dimension. For the time being. Time keeper. Run out of time. Less time.
Time.
Whole time. So little time. I have all the time in the world. Time to go. Time's up. Run out of time. Less time. Time heals all wounds.
Time tells.
Time signature.
Sidereal time. Off time. Sad time. At the appropriate time, show time.
Have time.
Waste
time of a life. Tell time.
The time of her life.
Kill
time. Time out of mind. Eternal time. Time draft for all time. Favorable time. Oh, time deposit. Time zone. Time consuming. The time of a life.
Time.
Fewer times. Time chart. Give time. Time bending. Time and again. Time clock. The time of our life. Time. Time. From time to time.
Time.
Time after
again.
Time. Father time. The time of our life.
Time note.
Time telling.
Big time.
Time doesn't run away from him. Don't run with the seasons no more. Caught in the land of fall.
Divide time.
Kissing the sweet winter prince. Don't dance with
organize
the maiden summer.
Time.
Before laying. Ravenously. Ravenously.
Fill
with the heart.
Time.
Hot.
Record time.
Pauline Oliveros and Fanny Green, Timepiece. We started with Beth Anderson, Torero Piece, and that comes from Peachy Kino on Pogus Productions from 2003. That first piece for Mother's Day, not written for Mother's Day necessarily, but it is Mother's Day today, May 12th, 2019. And that was a piece for Speech Sounds and Narrative with the Speech Sounds from Beth Anderson with a narrative from her mother Marjorie Anderson. That was composed in 1973. From Pauline Oliveros and Fanny Green, they collaborated at Harvest Works in the early 90s. This is a 1992 composition featuring Pauline Oliveros' poem Timepiece and Fanny Green's stories of her upbringing in the South concerning time and family, mothers, fathers. And that was just an excerpt. The entire piece is 27 minutes, though for this recording that came out in 1995 by way of the TELUS and Harvest Works Foundation called TELUS 27 Mini Mall. They truncated it as best they could to make it fit on the compilation. And some of that material was recorded beforehand, and some presented live for this recording for Pauline Oliveros' presentation of this material at The Kitchen, New York City, March 27th, 1993. Pauline Oliveros and Fanny Green, Timepiece. If I can locate the entire, I'd like to locate the entire 27-minute version if I can find it. We'll see. Pauline Oliveros and Fanny Green, Timepiece. We'll hear more Pauline Oliveros in the next set. Pauline Oliveros' contribution to Alvin Curran's concert's Maritime Rites. She uses one of her own compositions called Rattlesnake Mountain, music for accordion. And this features field recordings from coastal Maine. These were recorded for a radio presentation, so
each one has its introduction, so we'll hear the introduction to Maritime Rites Concerts, Rattlesnake Mountain, and then Rattlesnake Mountain itself, which runs about 11 minutes. We'll follow this with a piece from Elaine Barkin of UCLA called Of Shreds and Patches from Music of Elaine Barkin, Open Space 34, music for MIDI instruments in this case. Then from Ruth Anderson, we'll hear a piece called Dialogue, music for harpsichord and vibraphone. Here's Pauline Oliveros and Alvin Curran, Rattlesnake Mountain for Maritime Rites Concerts, which was released on New World Records in 2004. This is Martian Gardens, episode 975. My name's Max, and I'm glad to have you with me for this experimental and contemporary classical music. The Martian Gardens blog again is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and pertinent information.
This is the Sonic Geography of Maritime Rites, a 10-part series of environmental concerts for radio in stereo, composed by Alvin Curran, featuring the maritime sounds of the United States Eastern Seaboard and the improvisations of 10 innovative performers of new music. This program features a performance by experimental composer and accordionist Pauline Oliveros, playing her own composition, Rattlesnake Mountain. Pauline Oliveros' work is concerned with the rituals, meditation, and healing traditions from around the world, and centers especially on the many ways of listening. This concert is orchestrated with three sounds from the coast of Maine: the whistle buoy at Robinson's Rock, a three-tone gong at the Graves near Camden, and the two foghorns in the Rockland Harbor. Also heard is the voice of Karen McLean, the only woman lighthouse keeper in the United States. Maritime Rites.
See, being here, I control two different fog signals, but I don't have to listen to either one of them. If I really try hard, I can hear them. I have to step outside and be very quiet and still, and I get this faint ding. To me, it's wonderful, but to the people right next door, it might be different.
Thank you.
just can't hand my child off to my husband or a babysitter and say, is a doctor's appointment next month? Basically, the only thing you have to rely on is your radar and your fog signals. You can't put a value on them if they weren't there. You're only mainly relying on the radar, which is electronic. It can fail, but when you hear that fog signal, you know you can trust it. You can trust that it's that your way is supposed to be, and all the signals are different. Also, Booth Bay Harbor calls, and Seguin will call Booth Bay to let me know when the fog's coming up the river. But the Coast Guard realizes that this is a problem. Basically, the only thing you have to rely on is your radar and your fog signals. You can't put a value on them, I think, if they weren't there. You're only mainly relying on radar, which is electronic. It can fail, but when you hear that fog signal, you know you can trust it. You can trust that it's that your way is supposed to be, and all the signals are different. Thank you.
That's a little music for harpsichord from Ruth Lohman, and before that, Elaine Barkin. We started with the longest of the compositions. We heard from Pauline Oliveros and Alvin Curran, a piece called Rattlesnake Mountain, incorporated into Alvin Curran's concerts for radio called Maritime Rights. In this case, it featured Pauline Oliveros playing her own composition on accordion with field recordings from the coast of Maine. And you can see the credits for this on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, that's martiangardens.blog. The introductory piece also mentioned them, but you probably don't remember. Anyway, that was from Maritime Rights was conceived in the early 80s and completed at least as a conception in 1985. The Rattlesnake Mountain piece for accordion comes from 1982. And we continued with Elaine Barkin from music of Elaine Barkin, Open Space 34, from the Open Space magazine, released in 2017. That was called Of Shreds and Patches. That's for digitally synthesized piano, harpsichord, and string bass, composed in 2013. From Ruth Lohman, we heard Dialogue. And that comes from a Numa Recordings release from 2010, Ruth Lohman at 80. Music recorded at the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis, November 14th, 2010. This was a piece composed all the way back in 1964, though, for a harpsichord and a vibraphone, again called Dialogue, harpsichord by Vivian Montgomery, and a vibraphone by John Andrus. And we have just enough time for music by Arlene Sierra, new on Bridge Records. Arlene Sierra has the new CD Butterflies, Remember a Mountain, and this is Arlene Sierra Volume 3 on Bridge Records. Sierra studied at both at Oberlin and Yale School of Music and the University of Michigan, and she's now a reader in composition and deputy head of the school, head of school at Cardiff University School of Music over in Wales. And this again is in three parts: Butterflies, Remember a Mountain. First, Butterflies. Second, Remember. Third, A Mountain. Viola by Nicola Benedetti. A cello by Leonard Elschenbroich. I'm probably butchering that one. Piano by Alexei Greenock. Music recorded at the Royal Concert Hall, Amsterdam, February 2015. Arlene Sierra, Butterflies, Remember a Mountain. Thank you.
Thank you.